Hi, everyone, and welcome to season 3 of the Amplify Horse Racing Podcast. It's crazy that we've been at this for so long, but things just keep getting bigger and better. And this year, we are going to try something new at the end of 2023, moving into 2024. And that is releasing a video version of the podcast, which if you are watching this, that's what you are seeing. If you are listening, then you can check out the video version of our podcast on Amplify's YouTube page, and then you can see all of our facial expressions and check out the awesome backgrounds of all of our guests. Caitlin definitely has the winning background today. So Caitlin, welcome back for season 3.
Oh, Anise, I'm so excited. I cannot believe we have evolved to this point. It's absolutely amazing, and I cannot wait to keep bringing our audience great content and sharing amazing stories in the racing world, and hopefully doing a little bit to, you know, make our industry better.
Totally. And hopefully, as we talked about in the planning process for all of this, we can start to bring our audience behind the scenes and more of our own travels. Like, I think that's one of the cool things that we talked a lot about last season was, you know, reflecting on when you had been to horse shows, or, you know, my journey into polo, or our travels to different racetracks. And, you know, the theme for today is the Horse Racing Women's Summit, which is coming up at the end of September. So hopefully we can start to bring our audience more into the behind the scenes of both of our whereabouts in the world.
Yes, absolutely. The horse lifestyle is pretty much 24/7, 365. So we're usually somewhere in the world doing something with horses. And this will definitely showcase that, I feel like.
Awesome. Well, let's dive into the episode.
Let's do it. All right. Welcome, everybody, to the brand new Amplify Horse Racing Podcast brought to you on StreamYard. We are so excited. We have been hosting you guys for about 2.5 years, and now you're finally going to get to see a little bit more of us, our faces, what we do behind the scenes, how we make it all happen. And we are so excited to start off this podcast for 2023-2024 season with Shona Rotundo and Jordan Egan of the Horse Racing Women's Summit, which is coming up on September 27th through September 29th at Santa Anita Park. It was a huge event for the industry last year. And if you were not able to go, really hope you're able to go this year. We're going to talk about it. Hopefully by the end of this, you'll be sold on why you should go. So we'll start with Jordan. I think you are one of the original Summit. You were kind of there from the beginning, right?
Yeah, it all kind of started, a year and a half or so ago with a women's lunch at Del Mar. Stephanie Hironis, who's the chair of the Women's Summit Committee and our cheerleader and extraordinary leader extraordinaire, had the idea to make it more than a lunch, and said, why don't we do a summit? And the group of us that were involved in California kind of said, okay, sure, yeah, let's do that, kind of thinking. Right. And before you knew it, we were actively planning. Shona jumped on board, and the committee was started, and we just went and did it. And we pulled the first one off in just a few months, really, Shona, when you came on. I mean, it was not that far before September last year. So it's been quite a ride in the last year.
Yeah, I think I joined in May.
Yeah.
Or somewhere around there. And yeah, it was fast and furious, but it has been ever since. Like, we never stop. It's like, we did the summit last year in 2022. It was amazing. We were all so energized. Everybody who attended was energized, and we just were, you know, inspired. How do we keep this going? And so we've been planning these meetups throughout the year. So the summit actually in September, we wrapped our first ever summit, and then we went right into Breeders' Cup, and we had this event at Keeneland, where we had a panel, and we featured Shannon Arvin as sort of a keynote there. And then right after that, you know, November, and right after that in January, we had an event at Gulfstream where we got you know, women together. We just had an event this summer at Saratoga in August. So we're, the event's based in California, the big shebang, the big summit itself, but we're really trying to bring women from all parts of the country, all aspects of the business together, wherever they may be. And so we're trying to be a travel and show in any way that we can, just creating those opportunities to network.
Go ahead, Anise.
So from the time the original idea was formed to where you guys are at now, did you expect this to really take off and become the movement that it has? Like, how early on did you guys have to sit down and really articulate like the long-term mission and vision for this, as much as just letting it kind of carry you along and see how it forms itself?
Yeah, Jordan, why don't you take that one?
Sure. I think the reason the summit idea came about was because that first gathering of women was so powerful. So I think we kind of always knew that this was going to be something. But that must have been because, yeah, Shona, when you came on, it was May, because we did a big planning session. It quickly started to come together. And then we arranged a planning session for the core committee to come together to define our mission and pillars and make sure that we were on steady ground going forward for the planning. So that really set it. So that would have been May, not last May, the May before the first summit. I'm not good at years. We kind of always knew, I think, is the way of saying that, because we were all ready to jump in and invest at that level from the very beginning. But then the last year of events all over that Shona outlined, and then the people that we've met along the way, I think have just kept, you know, compounding what we kind of thought and making it all worth keeping investing in, for the committee and then the subcommittees and the community as well. So we had a suspicion and it was right.
I think too, just to add to what Jordan said, first of all, I have to give credit to Stephanie Hironas, because she pushed for that original founding exercise where we had an expert come in and guide us through a working session where we all really did define what it meant to each of us and how we brought all of those visions together to be one core mission. And so on our website at womeninracingsummit.com, you can go to the about section and read those pillars. And that was all like carefully crafted to reflect what we had all envisioned across the board. So that was, I mean, businesses have been started on much less than that. So I really respected that strategic approach to launching this effort. And then the other side of it, I think, is that, you know, people do ask, you know, what's the vision? What's the mission? Where is this going? And the first year we were just trying to get through year one. And then the second year we had to stop and say, okay, where are we really going with this? And what we decided to embrace in 2023 is listening to the people who are attending these events. So, and you can't do that in one or two events, because different people come from different regions, from different parts of the industry. And so we want to give ourselves a full year after the first summit through the 2023 summit of really listening and surveying our attendees and building a database. You know, our mailing list is up to over 700 people now at this point. And it needs to continue growing. I mean, that's nothing when you think about how many women there are that work in this industry. But, you know, we're listening right now. And so we want to build the next step based off of real feedback from people. And part of the 2023 conference, we've added on a new aspect of it on Friday morning, which is a hands-on workshop and working session. And the vision and idea for that is to actually have the crowd and the attendees participate in what the inspiration for our 2024 platform is going to be. So I think that, you know, we're not presuming that we know exactly what has to be done for women in racing or how to do it or how to fix it. But I think that we're humble enough to say we need to hear from everybody in order to do this properly.
And one of the questions that I want to ask, because, you know, I do know, like, having Shona, you kind of having brought me into the fold a little bit of the planning committee, and it's been amazing and so empowering. What was the initial, I guess, you know, going back to this lunch at Del Mar or this kind of initial starting, what was the thinking that was going to be different from anything that the industry had seen before? Because if you have been in the industry for a while, you've seen certain movements, you know, come and go. And I mean, we're always trying to help. I think generally women in this industry are pretty helpful for each other. Like I, you know, it's pretty empowering. There's not a lot of competition, I would say. It might, there could be in another industry. However, what was going to make it unique, and what was the like founding force behind that when you had that strategic exercise?
I'll start on this one too. I think what always the intention behind everything we do, and and Stephanie's going to just kill us for saying so many wonderful things about her, but she is, and in her leadership, she's intentional about every step of the process, mm-hmm. every step. Like there's no detail that's not intentionally considered. And that's to make sure that we stay true to the mission of connecting and empowering women in racing. And that's in all facets of racing. That's not just the people that you see that usually attend these conferences, it's everybody. So we have built programs that allow everybody to attend, that help bring new people into the fold. And really, it's the emphasis is on women. This is through a woman's lens. This is how we're looking at things. But that doesn't mean that men aren't included and involved. So men are included and involved in every single one of our events, but we are intentional about keeping it focused on the woman's lens and making sure that we are pulling people in and making this a personal and business development, leadership development kind of initiative. So everybody's able to work on themselves, work on their businesses, work on their relationships, network. I really just think that the thoughtful consideration of every single thing that we do and the committee we work, like we all work extraordinarily hard at this and are all intentional about it. So I think that's what makes it different. And we don't stop. We kind of keep going. And then we always think, okay, after this summit, we're going to breathe, but we're already planning for the next year. So I think that's what it is. We have this committee, this core committee that is 100% committed to it. And we've all been fortunate to have these great careers in the industry. And I think we all feel compelled to pull people up with us and to keep it going.
One of the things that I've really noticed that has stood out to me, and again, this really does go back to Stephanie, a lot of it is being intentional about including all women within the industry, not just the women that, like you said, you typically see at these networking events. So whether they're in accounting, you know, at a farm, or if they're an exercise rider or a veterinarian, or if they're a backstretch worker, like Stephanie is always, always pushing us to consider every single story or, you know, every single woman, what their background might be that would like to be a part of this and could benefit from it.
I think you said, what makes this different? And I think that there are a lot of targeted programs out there right now for aftercare, for backstretch organizations. Not a ton targeted at the betterment of women in the workforce in racing, because it's not really necessarily a 501c3 you're gonna rally behind. But it's so necessary. Professional development for women in this business is huge. And I think what makes this unique is that we're not yet laser focused on what we're going to do to develop and grow the sport, but we know that that's our goalpost. So the first step is building that army. And again, just really bringing women together to listen, investigate, take our time understanding, like, what are those goals specifically going to be? And then how do we strategically and thoughtfully create a plan and an infrastructure to reach those goals? So, you know, you can't really rush that kind of thing. If we're looking for fundamental change in the business, you know, we have to do it right. And, you know, Stephanie is a great leader in terms of being thoughtful about what those building blocks are going to look like. So right now, for sure, we're removing barriers by bringing women together from all facets of the industry. We're doing that at the summit. We're doing that at our pop-up events. We're definitely empowering women, because these speaking opportunities, we're putting a microphone in front of these women and we're asking them to tell their story. And so that creates a sense of empowerment for them and for the people listening. We're definitely building inclusivity and leadership. And then, you know, those are kind of the first three pillars. And then the next two are to mentor and to develop and grow the sport. And so we're going to move in that direction, but we first have to get, you know, the building blocks right before we can do it right.
I'd love to have you guys touch on the audience that you're inviting. You know, Caitlin already talked about that there's been this, you know, strong goal from the beginning to be really inclusive of all women in the industry. But I would love for you guys, and maybe Jordan, I'll have you tackle this question, to address why should Amplify's audience, which is mostly youth and young adults, be tuned in to the Horse Racing Women's Summit? Why should a young woman or someone who's maybe even in high school or early on in college consider attending the summit or attending one of the pop-up events that you guys have along the way? Why is this important for newcomers of the industry to be aware of?
Well, networking is the easy one to say. I mean, if you're trying to get to the next stage of your career or getting into your career in the horse racing industry, not sure there's a better networking opportunity for anybody, specifically a young woman coming into the industry. But also, I don't know, this time of year is fun. I don't know, again, Shona, if you have the same thing, but every time I talk to a woman in the industry that I think, oh my gosh, you got to come. And I'm not kidding. Like, you need to come. And it's like, everybody needs to come. And we have scholarship opportunities. So I was just talking to somebody that I used to work with. And she's out east. And she's like, I said, no, you need to come. And you need to, you know, talk to your employer about it, make sure it works for them. And then we figure out a way to get you there. Because the more different types, it benefits us too, that everybody comes and different types of people come, because that's when we're going to really start to move the needle. We all know what we think. Like, we all talk all the time. We know where we stand on things, but you start infusing new people from different stages and careers and different experiences, then that's how we're going to affect change. Mm-hmm. So it's an investment. It's an investment for the committee. It's an investment for the attendees. It's an investment for the companies that sponsor. This is absolutely an investment opportunity, but it's worth it. And we need everybody to invest in order to be able to affect change.
And speaking of the companies that sponsor, I mean, we are, not everyone knows this, but we are 100% volunteer based. So everyone who puts this on, from the core committee to the additional committees that we've built to continue growing, this is all a passion project. Like, we are accepting no money, that the entire thing is run based off of sponsor donations. So we really appreciate the support that the industry has provided, especially from our title sponsors, you know, First Racing and FanDuel TV. So without them and without the support, we would not be able to even do this. And that's, you know, that's something also that's kind of scary, that we have to depend on, you know, others to run the show. So we're looking at ways to continue the longevity of the program that maybe isn't so heavily based on having to be fueled by sponsor donations. And is there a way we can, you know, create some sort of, you know, self-funding down the line so that, you know, we can support ourselves. So we're looking into a lot that is going to just build like a stronger foundation for this so that we know we're here to stay. And kind of back to what you said, newcomers coming into the industry, whether you're new or you've been in it, you're sort of midway through like me, and I've been in it for 10, 12 years, same as Caitlin, or if you've been in it for 20, 30, 40 years, I think one of the things I'm really excited about this year is our keynote speaker, Reagan Cannon. She is a motivational speaker. She is a leadership coach. I personally work with her, and she has changed the game for me in terms of my professional, you know, career, my development, the way I approach problem solving in the workplace, the way I position myself, how I carry myself, how I work with my team, how I inspire my team, how I grow my team. So I think that, you know, Reagan's keynote is going to bring actionable takeaways. Like, she has all these constructs and these things that I've taken and put to work right away. Right after you hear her speak, you could apply her thinking or her constructs to your next email, to your next conversation, next meeting. So you're going to have real takeaways immediately from not only her keynote, but what the panelists are sharing. And then, of course, you know, there's that hands-on workshop on Friday where we're going to be able to all roll up our sleeves and contribute to, you know, where we're headed next.
And Anise and I were on the huddle up for, so each panel huddles up before So we did the huddle up for panel three this morning. And I don't know about you, Anise. I got on a little late and like everybody, like, I was inspired by the huddle up with the moderator for the panel. So
you should record those.
Oh my, I know. I was like, what was I thinking? Not even just like screen grabbing it. So I will in the future. But I mean, we have been planning and look at how excited you are about Reagan, and you have worked with her and have been part of the planning. And I have been part of the planning for every single panel, and still when you finally get the panel together and see the mojo. But I think again, it's because it's intentional. We could easily like slap a few names on there, yes, 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 move forward. But there's always somebody pushing, like when one of us gets a little fatigued, there's always someone that's like, well, let's make this shift and do it. And then there's always somebody else on the committee that's like, let's do that. And then you're all like, let's do it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the cool thing about the committee too, is like, we're all humans, we're all working overtime on this, but we all want it to be really, really good. So that's the magic that you saw, Anise, when you were there last year as well. And then on that panel huddle up this morning, I mean, that was like, if we could only start every
Such
Monday.
Great energy. Yeah, exactly. I was thinking, man, I need a daily dose of a couple of those other ladies. Yeah. My day started every day.
And that's just how I felt honestly about last year's. I was so energized. And that was when I was like, have to be a part of this. Like Shona, you have to, you know, make sure that we can continue to support this, because when I came in 10, 12 years ago, whatever it was, there was not a lot. There was nobody that really, it was just me reaching out to people coldly saying, hey, I'm interested in the industry. You know, I have a degree in communications. I love horses. Like, what can I do? Like, how can I get involved? And, now there's this whole network, of women that are empowering and inspiring each other. And I think it's also so crucial for our industry specifically, because how many industries are you aware of that don't have their own professional women's organization? It's critical. And I've worked in other industries as well. And I've been to other conferences and things like that, but none of them, I've never seen, and this is what always keeps me in horse racing in general, I've never seen the passion for the industry and for the people and for the animals that I see in this industry when we get together like this. And whether it's men, women, you know, we're all horsemen, women at the end of the day. And the Women's Summit is just a great, I think it's like for the longevity of our sport, it had to be something that was formed.
And for the people that just, you know, if you aren't able to attend this year, we already took the show on the road our initial year. So imagine what's coming. We already have plans. So yeah, there are always ways to engage. And this will be my plug to hop on our website and join our mailing list. So, and follow us on social media so you know what we're doing throughout the year. Because this is not a one-stop shop at Santa Anita Park, which we're so grateful for their gracious hosting. And we're back here again, because again, this is year two. We're still growing and spreading our wings. So being back here again this year is amazing. And with Breeders' Cup following and everything, it's quite an opportunity.
Yeah, you can join the mailing list if you go to womeninracingsummit.com and click on the About tab. Right at the top of the screen there, there's a big button that says join our mailing list. It's definitely the best way to get the most up-to-date and timely information. We send everything out to our email list as far as ticket sales, events, save the dates, things like that.
And just touching on, I know you guys, both Shona and Jordan, you've both talked about how strategic and well thought out this has been from the very beginning. And that's what really impressed and impacted me last year was, you know, everything from the placement of the seats of the audience and the speakers to the breaks in between panels so that there's networking that's always built in between each of the panels, to, you know, the timing of the lunch and the gathering, you know, the evening before the big day of all the panels and the keynote speakers, the welcome reception. You know, it was all so well thought out to introduce everybody who is attending, facilitate the networking in a setting that's really comfortable. I think that's something that I think networking and using that word can be really intimidating to some people, because I know even I sometimes I'm a social butterfly, but at the same time, there are some settings when we add the word networking to it that I just immediately am like, oh, this is awkward, you know? And when you feel like you have to go up and introduce yourself to people, but it's just an environment that puts you in the mindset of doing it. You feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. You're amongst all of these women that, you know, have the ambition to help each other. They want to create these connections. And so last year's event was absolutely awesome. And to touch on, I also want to touch on that newcomer piece a little bit too. Jordan, you've been a mentor for Amplify's mentorship program, and your mentee from a couple of years ago had the opportunity to attend the inaugural summit last year and jump in and help. And I actually heard from one of our current mentors who's on your guys' planning committee, and her current Amplify mentee is going to be able to go this year, which we're really excited about. So could you guys also touch on the Pay It Forward tickets? Because I think that's such a cool concept that you guys have tied into this, to, you know, getting back to that accessibility piece, make sure that anybody who wants to come can be there.
Sure. So this was a concept that we came up with last year. It's basically scholarship tickets for those that may not be able to attend otherwise. This event is a behemoth and very well done. So the tickets aren't nothing, and we recognize that, but we do have to cover our costs. So, but with that, we came up with the Pay It Forward program. So, people that are interested in supporting, if you go to the regular ticket page that you can find on womeninracingsummit.com, where you would buy a ticket, you can just designate it a Pay It Forward ticket. We come up with a pool of Pay It Forward tickets, and then we allocate those to people that have reached out to us for a Pay It Forward ticket. So, it's really very simple. When you buy your Pay It Forward ticket, if you have somebody in mind, there's a spot that you can write their name for the specific person you want to sponsor. But there are people that are coming up. I have a few in mind already. We've started a list already, and the committee considers those. It's confidential when you request one. And nobody at the summit knows if you're on your own ticket or a Pay It Forward ticket or a sponsor ticket. So those interested in getting a Pay It Forward ticket, Stephanie Hirona said to email her, and I think she gave her email the other day just to keep the confidentiality high. So you would just email Stephanie directly at stephanie.hironas@gmail.com, and she will get that onto the list, and then a small committee considers what we have available and then who gets allocated those tickets. That covers the cost of getting in. You still need to get yourself here if you're not local, but we have some really good rates at hotels and such that you can look at on the website. So that's the goal, is to make this accessible. So you just reach out to us, or you can send a message to the contact form on the website, or reach out. I don't know how to not sound like I don't know what I'm talking about on social media, in our DMs, however you contact us on social media. But you can get in touch with us if you're interested in either purchasing a Pay It Forward ticket or getting a ticket.
Well, one thing I definitely want to touch on, if it's even possible, which I know it is that like the panels have been so strategically crafted and put together this year. So can we hear a little bit of a preview of each panel?
Yeah. So we have three panels this year, same as last year. So we're going to start off with our keynote with Reagan, which I already talked about how excited I am to see that come to life. But our first panel is about the state of the industry. So this is really an opportunity for those who have been in like high power positions and positions of, you know, even from a regulatory standpoint, to talk about where we are right now and really to touch on the key issues. So we're going to have a video address from Shannon Arvin, the president and CEO of Keeneland. Brittany, you're in. We're finally putting her in the spotlight instead of behind it a little bit. She's usually know, she's been a moderator at many events, but we really had to kind of pull her arm and say, no, we want to hear from you and your story. So she's on that panel as well this year. Joy Garner, who's the SVP and General Counsel of Sports and Entertainment at NYRA, a woman who knows a lot about, you know, the legal side of the business and where we're at with that. Lisa Lazarus from HISA, and then Dr. Cassiel Batten from First Racing is going to be on that panel as well. So some extremely interesting and powerful and empowering women who I am sure are going to take us down a very insightful road of where we are with the industry right now. And sort of our, you know, the way that we've designed the summit and the panels is that, again, we're starting off with kind of knowledge is power in the beginning. So awareness is key, and talking about the issues is where we're starting with. And then it kind of goes throughout the day. We have our, you know, we'll have a luncheon speaker. We have our second panel, which is about running the show and racetrack management and all the intricacies and what goes on behind the scenes of really bringing the sport to life. And then panel number three, we'll look forward and look ahead at where we're going to go in the future. Jordan, which did you sit on all panel prep sessions or?
Only one has happened so far. So panel three this morning, the looking forward panel. And that was Karen Chavez from the New York Racetrack Chaplaincy, Catherine East from the LA Chargers, Chanel Minifield, local equestrian, and Anise, the one and only Anise from Amplify Horse Racing, and Christina Blacker is moderating that panel. So, man, it's good. The cool thing about women too is like we can talk and we can relate and we can jump in. And I think all the panels last year were so good at that. The moderators like hit start and go. it's a pretty easy gig for the moderators. Easy for me to say, I'm not moderating, but just watching the dynamics, you give a little guidance and then you have a lot of passion and it's going to be great.
Yeah. So the only other panel we didn't talk about is panel number two. And that one is that features Ann Hall from Del Mar. She's the SVP of operations and admin there. Jessica Paquette, announcer at Parks Racing. I'm so excited to hear her story about she will have come off a huge milestone of being one of the first females to call a grade one race. So can't wait to hear from her after that. Mm-hmm. I know that her journey was not smooth in the beginning and she'll kind of share what she had to endure in order to get where she is. A really inspiring story of perseverance there. We have Claudia Spadaro from Hippica TV. She has been present at a lot of our events. She helped us with the handicapping seminar last year. She helped us with an event at Gulfstream this year. She is amazing, so bubbly, so energetic, and has really moved mountains when it comes to Spanish programming for the industry. So excited to hear everything that goes into her her program. And then we have Amy Zimmerman. This is a real treat, SVP of SVP and executive producer for Santa Anita Park. Another one that we had to pull her from behind the scenes to be front and center for once. And I mean, she's been around for a while and knows, you know, really a lot about how to bring the show together. And I'm just excited to hear kind of everything that she's learned and how she can share that with us. For those who are interested in getting involved in either racetrack management or production. So
yeah, and she does the, oh, sorry, go ahead. I should say she does the NBC stuff as well. And I think she's the best advice giver, life editor of all time. That's like a secret power she has. She does a lot of our behind the scenes work for the summit. She edits basically everything we do. And when I ever have anything that I'm kind of like, oh, I just don't know, or it's just not right, I run it by Amy, whether it be professional or personal. And she is like the secret weapon of the century. So I'm so glad she's up on stage. And it'll be fun. These women, I think a lot of people come to the summit that are horse owners or equestrians. They don't necessarily work in the industry full time. So there is a desire for like, could we just learn a little more about how this all works? So that panel is going right there. And you're going to learn a lot, but get a lot of context in the industry as well.
Would you guys just share the logistics of the event this year from day one to day three and how somebody goes about signing up from here if they listen to this and they're just so pumped and they're like, well, I'm booking my flight to California. Let's give them an overview of what to expect and then how they can go ahead and get their ticket.
Yeah. So scheduling wise, we have our welcome reception on Wednesday evening, September 27th. So do we set a start time for that, Jordan?
I believe it's somewhere between 4 and 5, a kind of early evening. We should we'll figure that out.
We'll announce that.
But get there, you know, land in time to, or drive up in time to be at Santa Anita around 4-ish.
So that'll be our welcome reception. You can pick up your credentials. We'll have a networking component. We're actually going to, you said, Anise, earlier that you sometimes feel awkward at these networking events. We have a guided networking exercise that we're going to be doing. So even if you're a little bit on the shyer side or are not really comfortable like coming up to some people and introducing yourselves, we are going to make it a lot easier to do so on the Wednesday night event. So we'll have some cocktails, we'll have some light bites. And then Thursday, we're getting into it. It's a fast and furious day. So it starts off with the keynote with Reagan Cannon, right into panel one, State of the Industry. We'll break for the luncheon, have some additional speaking components and awards there. And then panel two, running the show, panel three, looking forward. And then we'll have a closing reception. Everyone can take a breather. And then on Friday morning, we will have our morning attendee. We'll have our hands-on workshop event where we'll really be trying to identify what our action items are going to be moving into 2024. And that's our opportunity to hear from you and the people who join us on what is most important to them.
I'm going to go ahead. I was trying to talk and I muted myself. I'm going to go ahead and bring the website right up on the screen. So we've got it scrolling across the bottom of the screen. If you're watching this, but if you're not watching it, you're just listening, it is www.womeninracingsummit.com is where anybody can go to find more information. Shona, is there anything else that you would like to add to that piece about the information finding?
Yes. Oh, well, actually before that, I realized we never actually revealed who our luncheon speaker is. So Debbie Marshall from PNC, she's the SVP of Client and Community Relations there. She's going to be joining us at lunch to speak there. So really excited to hear from her and her background and story. But yeah, you can, if you go to womeninracingsummit.com, we just kind of spruced up our website a bit. So we have multiple tabs now. It was before just like one continuous scrolling page and we evolved a little bit. So we have our event tab, which has everything you need to know about the event, including links to where you can purchase tickets. We have our featured speaker section with a little bit of information about who is going to be speaking. And then we have our about section if you want to kind of take a deeper dive into what we're all about, who the committee members are, what our pillars are and things like that. So lots of good information on the site, womeninracingsummit.com. We're excited for another big year.
We're also on Twitter and Instagram.
And if we have a second, one more thing I wanted to highlight, something that we've done in conjunction with most of our events. I'm just brains, but most of our events since we launched was some element of honoring the women of the backstretch communities at each location. So this year we'll do a luncheon for the women on the backstretch at Santa Anita, Los Alamitos, and San Luis Rey Downs, all the live racing and training locations in SoCal at that point. And they'll come to Santa Anita for a luncheon in the chandelier room on October 3rd. This is also supported by all the sponsors as well as contributions from people in the industry. You can make a contribution to support that. We are a 501c3, so you can get a tax deductible, make a tax deductible contribution. If you go to womeninracingsummit.com in the ticket page, there's an opportunity to just do a donation if you aren't buying a ticket. But at this luncheon, it's not just lunch. We never just do lunch. We don't ever just do lunch. We do intentional lunch. So it's a luncheon, but there will also be recognition for years of service and two keynotes this year. Karen Chavez, who was on one of our panels this year, was the keynote last year, and she was really outstanding. And this year it'll be a representative from the Winners Foundation, which is local to the California community, and also a licensed therapist. So focusing on the mental health of the backstretch community and resources readily available. Those addresses will both be given in Spanish with summaries in English. So this is truly targeted at the backstretch women. There's also fun raffle prizes and Were you there last year, Shona, for the mariachi? Were you still around for Tuesday?
No, I had to split. I'm actually taking a red eye home this year because I got to get back to my babies.
You have a baby. Yeah, that's fair. So 1 year you need to stay for the all women mariachi band because by the end we were in a, you know, conga line going all around. It was so much fun. So what a fun way to end it. Something that that's truly part of our DNA. The Women's Summit sets aside money to support this. The sponsors support it individually as well and individuals. So we just don't stop and we recognize everyone and we want everyone to be involved. And we're just, thank the committee. We're all just grateful to have this passion project rolling so well and something to keep us all motivated.
I think my final question would be, can you share a bit about the long-term mission and vision? You know, we've talked a lot about the development. What's next from here once you wrap up the 2023 Horse Racing Women's Summit?
Great, great question. I think that, so we are getting together as a committee and it's going to happen in December, I believe, or January. We're nailing down the timing, but we're going to have that moment to reflect. I think right now we're moving very quickly. We're really trying to make this the best that it can be this year. Again, we know what we need to do before we can make that decision in Nice. And again, that goes back to listening, surveying, having that workshop Friday morning, listening to the female leaders in the space. So all of the key, all of the, those that are speaking, kind of hearing from them directly, either in panel prep at the event itself. I think we're going to take all of those components together and have that moment of reflection. And then we'll sort of announce where we're going to be headed moving forward. So we have our foundation, we have the pillars, we know what we need to do at this event this year. And then I think from there, you know, we're planning on announcing some exciting things as well at the summit, which is another reason to attend in person. But yeah, it'll be a combination of all of those.
Yeah, we're committed to continuing to gather the community. But yeah, scaling this and making sure that it doesn't fizzle is also critical. So we'll be working on that.
We have a lot of ideas.
Caitlin, any last questions?
I think my biggest thing is just making sure that, you know, if anybody is on the fence about going, that they know that there are resources and that there are opportunities, and maybe they're in a part of the industry where they don't really know if they would benefit or, you know, if this is something for them. I would just say, you know, give it a chance and you will be absolutely amazed. I'm sure I came away from last year's summit so energized. As I mentioned, I've been to other women's conferences in different industries, and you know, I've never come away feeling so empowered and excited about my business and the people around me and the industry and what I'm doing. And I think that's something that we all need to be reminded of from time to time in this industry that we work in, because it is very much a labor of love and passion. And we all choose to be here, and it's usually not for the money. So,
yeah, Caitlin, you are so energized. You rebranded the entire Grand Slam Social Company. So, yeah, who knows?
Watch out. Watch out. Careful. We'll be, there's a release that will be coming out this week with more information on the Pay It Forward program, as well as the Backstretch Women event, just as follow-up. So everybody, if you missed the notes and the key ways to contact us, that'll be coming out in the next week as well.
Yes. And I would totally encourage anybody listening to this, again, like the Pay It Forward, you know, is confidential and everything, but even if you reach out to one of us and just say, I want to be involved, or, you know, how, like, we'll get you connected to the right people and make sure that you're supported and whatever it is you want to join us for.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Jordan Egan and Shona Rotundo, for joining us today. Thank you, Caitlin. I'm glad that we've kicked off now whatever season whatever it is of the Amplify Horse Racing podcast. We've been at this for a while now.
Episode of season 3 with audio and video and produced by GSS.
Yeah, moving up in the world. Love this. So thank you, everyone who tuned in for this episode. Thank you so much for our guests for joining us, and hope to see all the listeners out there at the Horse Racing Women's Summit.
Got about 2 weeks to go. Can't wait to see everybody in person.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, Amplify podcast listeners, that is our episode for today. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to check out our website and social media on Facebook, X, Instagram, and YouTube for more of our content. If you have any podcast ideas or just need to drop us a note, email us at info@amplifyhorseracing.org, and we'll catch you next time.